Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This afternoon, we are remembering the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who passed away earlier today at the age of 76. And she was one of the great ones. And when I heard earlier today that Aretha Franklin had passed away, I thought about being a young white kid in the suburbs of Metairie, walking around with my transistor radio, and I would hear somebody like Aretha Franklin or Otis Redding on the radio, Temptations. And I never thought about race. I just thought about the music. And so this was a moment to think about the times that you and I don't think about race. Because race is such a big part of our everyday conversation. It's in the news every day. And, you know, there are times that we have to talk about it. But when we talk about it on this show, I try to bring to light the idea that everything is not about race. And that everything doesn't have to be about race. So, when I thought about listening to Aretha Franklin when I was a kid, I thought about the idea that I didn't think about race at a time when racial tension was at a peak in America, when integration was just starting and many people in the establishment were trying to maintain segregation. And, you know, I was really too young to know much about it, but it didn't take long for me to be part of a generation that said, hey, wait a minute, race doesn't matter. Sexual orientation doesn't matter. Religion doesn't matter. We're all equal. Sadly, as I've said so many times on this show, that generation has grown up to become a generation that has been very, very judgmental. So we've had fun this afternoon talking about the performers that we remember and we don't think about race when we first were listening to them. And maybe we were a little surprised that they were white or black. There were a lot of blacks who loved the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And there were blacks that probably understood that the Beatles and the Stones were doing a lot of cover songs from R&B songs that young white kids were hearing for the first time from the Beatles. We're also talking about this Pearl Jam poster that promoted a concert in Missoula, Montana. The poster depicts the White House on fire and a bald eagle picking at the corpse of President Trump. Included in the depiction is the Democratic senator running for re-election, flying over the scene. Is this concert poster, is this protected by the First Amendment? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And I would love to talk to you if you saw Aretha Franklin. Now, you know, this past year, she was scheduled for Jazz Fest, and she canceled because her health was failing. She died, ultimately, of pancreatic cancer, which is what my dad died of. And that could be a very, very aggressive form of cancer. In any event, if you saw Aretha Franklin, what are your memories of seeing her? And can you think of people that you were surprised that they were either white or black because you didn't think race? You just thought, hey, I like this person. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, I want to introduce this this topic about a school district in Oklahoma. They closed for 2 days because parents took to social media and threatened a seventh-grade transgender student. The threats included a recurring threat to turn the boy into a girl with the quick use of a sharp knife. In other words, cutting off the male genitalia. There's a right and wrong way to do that. Another parent, social media, said they should whip his ass until he quits coming to school. The transgender student was referred to as it, this thing, and a half-baked maggot. Are these threats from parents warranted? Is it time for people to to stand up for the growing acceptance of transgender students? I don't understand the threat. If you know anything about transgender people, and I don't know a lot, but what I do know convinces me that they are zero sexual threat in the bathroom. A transgender boy does not pose a threat to girls in the girls' room. And he himself might be more threatened in the men's room. And, you know, this idea of men and women in different bathrooms, there have been a few times when I've gone into the ladies' room. And, it was never a big deal. And quite often, there are women in the men's room. And the last time this happened to me was at the Imagine Dragons concert, Smoothie King Center. A couple of girls came in. The ladies' room was crowded and packed. And, man, they just came on in there and went in the stalls and did their business while I'm doing my business. And other guys were guess what? Nothing happened. Nothing happened to the girls. The guys didn't attack them. I still think that this is one of the, and you may have a different opinion, and that's fine. But I do believe that this is one of the topics that is a topic that people overreact to. They become so passionate, and it's almost as if just the idea of this acceptance is unacceptable. People sometimes are just so cut and dry with what they believe or what they think should be. No, this is the way it has to be. Some people just don't like change. They're afraid of it. It creates an insecurity. And to some degree, I understand that because, I mean, our lives are constantly changing, especially with social media and technology today. Things don't stay the same. And there's so much changes in your life and in my life on a day-to-day basis that we want traditions, we want things to remain the same. But change is the basis of everything. And there's always been change, and there will always be change. And I think that one of the big controversies with same-sex marriage was just the idea that this tradition of marriage was changing. Look, this hasn't affected anybody's life in a negative way. This has not ruined our society and will not ruin our society. But that was the prediction that so many people were making. This is going to destroy American society. We can't do this. We cannot allow this. It's been allowed. And we're still here. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Algiers, Mike, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call, man. I've been listening to you since the late 70s.
Thank you.
I just got a quick Aretha story.
Okay.
Maybe Essence Fest 1 or 2, I'm not sure which year it was, but Boyz II Men had opened up right before her. Mm-hmm. I was on the floor, and Aretha came out, and she performed the song Respect.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of her set, she took Respect to church. I mean, she turned it into a church song, and she started screaming as she was singing. Oh, I was a good woman to this man. I used to cook for him. I cleaned his clothes. I was a good lover to him. Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Every female in eyesight of me was standing up with white towels, handkerchief, paper towels. Yeah, girl, I know what you mean, girl. I'm a good woman also, girl. And he wasn't no good. I was the best thing he ever had. The women were screaming, they were crying, and I just put my head down and I started crying too. And I said to myself, I guess this is why they call her the queen.
Boy, that's a great story. And I can just, when you're telling that story, Mike, I can just feel the emotion of what it would have been like to be in that moment. And sometimes there are those moments at concerts that you just never, ever forget. And there are moments that you what you feel is something you never forget.
And the thing about it, Scoot, you know, I'm married now, but the female I took with me, she was like in her early 20s. I got it. I got the message. But I looked over at her, and she got it also. She said, "This is Aretha Franklin?" I said, "That's Aretha, baby."
Wow.
She was like, "Wow." It was just so incredible, and I will never, ever forget that moment. And let me say this one quick thing also. I was listening to CNN earlier today, and one of the commentators said respect was really about the civil rights movement. And I said to myself, oh, no, it wasn't. And I was talking to my older sister, who's in her 70s.
You still there, Mike? I don't know. Mike? Oh, it sounds like we lost contact with Mike. Hey, Mike, you know, you're never going to remember, you're never going to forget that moment at Essence Fest. I'm never going to get the moment because you told me the story, and I wasn't even there. But these are the emotional things that people remember, especially when somebody passes away. And so today we continue to remember the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. And it's a song I dedicate to the parents of a school district in Oklahoma. In fact, some people outside of the district joined in the conversation. Adults going to social media to threaten a seventh grade transgender student. Threats included turning the boy into a girl quickly with a sharp knife or whipping his ass until he quits coming to school, referring to the transgender student as it, this thing, or a half-baked maggot. So these are the parents. Is this criticism warranted? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. And before I get back to your calls, I want to share with you a story about an Arizona father who killed a man who his daughter says was trying to get in the stall, in the bathroom. Melvin Harris III faces second-degree murder charges in the beating death of Leon Armstrong. He was taken into custody. What had happened was that he was sitting in the parking lot of a convenience store in Phoenix. His 16-year-old daughter was in the bathroom. This guy comes by and asks for money. He gives him some change. The guy goes into the convenience store. And then later, the daughter comes out and says, this man tried to violently get in the door. It was violently shaking the door, tried to get in the stall door. And she pointed him out when she left. She had alerted security guards in the store that this guy was trying to get in the stall. He never got in. But anyway, this guy, Melvin Harris, then beat the guy to death. From Metairie, Michael, you're on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. By the way, your monologue was spot on. The but before I get to Aretha's, my favorite performance by Aretha, I want to talk about those people in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
They remind me of an incident that became a cause célèbre when a little black girl named Ruby Bridges was trying to go to school, and all the white people, women and everyone, were cursing her out and throwing tomatoes. And Norman Rockwell immortalized that situation. That was in New Orleans, if you remember.
I did not remember that it was in New Orleans.
Great painting. If you ever see the painting in person in Massachusetts at his house, which is a museum,
yeah.
There's no way you can't take the handkerchief out.
Wow.
By the way, and that was a poster. Speaking of posters, real quick, that terrible poster at Pearl Jam, it was a terrible poster. It is protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah.
But my point, my favorite scene, or I never got to see Aretha personally, but I really love this part in a movie when a couple of guys named Jake and Elwood Blue.
That's right.
Okay, come to steal her husband away. She's running a little lunch counter, and she sings a song called Think, and it is fabulous.
It was a great scene. Mike, I got to move on, but yes, that scene with Aretha Franklin in the Blues Brothers movie was awesome. We've got another special song coming up for the parents and the adults that took to social media to bash and really threaten this seventh-grade transgender student. And again, I don't know why people are so afraid of something that is really not a threat to them. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back on WWL. Shame, shame, shame on the parents, the adults, that threatened this seventh-grade transgender student. Got a text here that says, Scoot, what did you mean when you said there's a right way to do that? Meaning, one of the threats was cutting off the person's male genitalia with a sharp knife. And I said, well, you know, there's a right way to do that. What did you mean, referring to cutting off the male genitalia with a sharp knife? What I meant by that was sexual reassignment surgery. You know, I have a security clearance card to get here in the radio station. And because of the negative things that I've said about Trump, I'm surprised he hasn't tried to take that away from me. From Hammond, Stephen, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Stephen.
Thanks for taking my call. At the risk of putting words in your mouth, I wanted to clarify maybe what you said earlier. I don't know if I heard it clearly, but I guess you were talking about transgender people in visiting bathrooms and stuff like that. And I thought that I heard you say something to the effect of, you know, we overreact. People tend to overreact as to who is visiting what bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear you say that?
Yeah,
or did I misunderstand?
No, I said that.
Can I ask you what you meant by that, though?
I think there's just a general overreaction. I think there's an irrational fear of a transgender people being in a bathroom that some people think they should not be in, because there's no aspect of that I see as a threat. Okay. And I think about the personal references that I have of being in many men's rooms and a few women's bathrooms, where men and women go to the bathroom together, and nothing happens.
And so I'm not like throwing up red flags saying that there is issues of transgender people in, let's just say a male who has turned, has turned into a female being.
Well, if you're transgender, you haven't turned into the other,
right.
Gender. But you relate to the other gender to the point where you just don't think of yourself as the gender that you were born with. I mean, look,
right.
And I'm not one, so I'm not transgender, so it's hard for me to speak firsthand, but that's my understanding.
So you're even saying, like, before the reassignment surgery, if a guy wakes up one day and realizes that he was a girl, that it would be okay from that day forward that he visits the girl's bathroom? Is that kind of where we're at, what you're talking about?
I don't think it happens that way. It's something that's over a long period. I believe people are born that way. I mean, I know somebody who has a son who is transgender, and it's not like you wake up and you go, oh, you know what, I'm this. I mean, this little boy might be, I don't know, he might be 6 years old.
Yeah, but I agree with you, and I believe that people are born that way also. But I guess if let's just say you've thought that you were maybe the opposite sex mm-hmm. for years and years and years. One day you wake up and you voluntarily make the decision, okay, I'm going to start living my life in this manner, correct?
Okay. So tell me what your point is.
Yeah, so my point is, coming from a man who has a 10-year-old daughter,
mm-hmm.
I would rather not have a man who one day, even though he might have known for years that he is a female, I would rather not have him in the bathroom with her because he woke up and finally decided to declare his femininity.
If he was truly speaking from the way he felt, he would not be a threat to your daughter. And there could be people attracted to the same sex that are allowed to use the bathroom with your daughter, and they might have a different view of her than this person. I'm not saying
for
that
sure.
Everybody. I mean, think about all the gay men that we all use the men's room with. I mean, throughout all of our lives, we have been standing next to gay men at urinals.
Sure. I'm not sure. I think I agree with part of what you're saying,
yeah.
and I disagree wholeheartedly with the other.
Well, Stephen, I understand. I understand your concern, and so for the people who do have the concern, I simply express my opinion, and it's a chance to just, think about, okay, well, wait, what am I really afraid of? Because a true transgender person is not a threat to your daughter. Now, the door to the ladies' room is open. Anybody can walk in there. A guy who is, like, totally straight, macho, is a pedophile, loves young girls, there's nothing that stops him from going into a bathroom
anytime
he wants.
You're so, looking, that's worse than probably a transgender. So anyway, just want to make sure I heard what you're talking.
Well, Stephen, I appreciate that, because a lot of people think I said something that I didn't really say. So I appreciate you asking me, did I really say this?
Well, I'm married, so I got to do that, because I don't really remember what she says all the time.
All right, Stephen, I appreciate the call. I enjoyed our conversation. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Text number 870-870. All right. So, look, I tell you, you know, I went to the, I remember being at, God, I think it was Melissa Etheridge. And the ladies' room was packed because there were mostly females there. I was in the men's room alone. And when there was this long line of ladies at the Melissa Etheridge concert, I wouldn't care if they used the restroom. They're not interested in me. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. All right, so I just mentioned that I was at the Melissa Etheridge concert here, I don't know, maybe a year ago. And, you know, I was one of the only guys there. And I got a text here that says, Scoot, who would want to go to, what man would want to go to a Melissa Etheridge concert? Hey, come on. I mean, Ian Hoke in the other room just raised his hand. I mean, I like Melissa Etheridge. I mean, I like a lot of people. I mean, come on. So wait, so you got to be gay to go to a concert of somebody that's like gay? Did you ever listen to the music of Queen? Did you ever enjoy Freddie Mercury's music? What about Elton John? What about Barry Manilow? What about, we could go on and on and on, right? So, yeah, I went to Melissa Etheridge, and I thought it was just kind of, I mean, it was something that I know. These are the things that I notice in life. I'm like the only guy in the men's room during an intermission or whatever, and the ladies' room is all lined up because they were mostly women there, but a lot of the women there could have come in the restroom with me, and they wouldn't have been interested. From Metairie, Mike, you're on WWL.
Afternoon, Scoot.
Hey.
Hey, quick comment on, because you had touched on it, too, about being able to explain to people the non-danger of transgender, and you just had a caller before about the fear of letting their daughters or sons or whatever in the bathrooms, and
mm-hmm.
I always hear when we have this conversation about how do I explain this to my kids, and
yeah.
You mentioned a way to do that. Here's my suggestion. Take your kids or kid to the zoo, find a platypus, explain the platypus to the child.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a platypus in the zoo, go to Disney. There's a popular show called Phineas and Ferb. They have a pet platypus. Talk about the platypus. Show them pictures online and explain to them that God doesn't make everything the same way, and it doesn't mean that they're dangerous or you have to be fearful from them.
That's right. I mean, you look at the platypus and you go, really, God, what were you thinking here?
Well, exactly. But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean, I was going to mention, you know, the fact that, you know, you can, you know, like you said, you have a friend who's trans. I mean, there's kids that happen almost on a daily basis that are born, and the doctor has to sit there and tell the parents, we don't know what's going to be, a boy or girl. What do you want it to be? My point is it's part of nature. Nature isn't always perfect. Nature isn't always makes things the way it's supposed to be, but that doesn't mean that it's wrong.
I that's a great way to put it, Mike. I appreciate the call, man. I love the sensible, rational calls. Here's a text that says, most gays are born gay. It's obvious from the way they walk, the way they talk, and just their personalities all around. Some people choose to be gay sexually, but are you gay just because you are sexually attracted to men, like married men who are sexually attracted. Wait a minute, like married men who are sexually attracted to a man? I don't think that necessarily makes you gay. I believe that's sexual preference. If you're a married man and you're attracted to men, you're gay, okay? I mean, I hate to break the news to you. And I don't know, maybe it's time that you realize this, but if you are sexually attracted to men, you're gay. From Raceland, Bobby, you're on WWL.
Hey, buddy, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm good.
You know, I was listening to Mike. I agree with Mike, your last caller. You know, all those people in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
They probably go to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. Yeah. And you know, Scoot, I have my faith. I'm Christian. But I know one thing. When I look in people's eyes and I tell them every day, I don't look at color, Scoot. Not at all.
You're a good man.
I'm looking into the image and likeness of him.
You are a good Christian, Bobby, based on that. And there are so many people.
Our people need to wake up.
Yeah.
We every day, Scoot, people go on and on and on about their church and their faith. There's only one judge, Scoot, and he's not of this earth.
Yep, that's right.
He's going to judge us all in the end.
Bobby, thanks for the...
And sir, I certainly appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I really do.
I appreciate your call, and thanks for the wisdom from Raceland. So, you know, here's somebody from Raceland that totally agrees with me. And see, this is the point that I often make. I mean, I get calls from places like Raceland and the West Bank and Chalmette and places where you think everybody's going to be a super conservative and feel the same way and nobody's going to understand anything about transgender or gay or anything like that. That is simply not factually true. And that's one of the things that I love about this show. All right, this is the song that Aretha Franklin did with George Michael, and this might have been around 86. I Knew You Were Waiting for Me. We'll go to break with this as we remember the Queen of Soul who passed away earlier today at the age of 76. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WFUL. And today we have remembered the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who passed away earlier today at the age of 76. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Deuce and Christian Garrick. Saints play preseason game number two tomorrow here in New Orleans in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And from New Orleans, Amanda, I'm running out of time, but I wanted to get to you for a fast comment. Amanda? Well, we're really out of time. Amanda said that she had, this is really going to be shocking news to many people, but it said up here that she wanted to talk about how she has many friends who are transgender, and they're just like human beings. They're actually real people. I know it's kind of shocking for a lot of people. Here is a text that says, if a child, if this transgender child commits suicide over the parents and the children bullying him, would the parents be charged with any type of homicide? They wouldn't be so quick to throw hate at the child after that. Well, I don't think they would be charged, but, you know, that's one of the problems. Many people do commit suicide because they're bullied and because they feel like so out of place. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest. The code word this hour is ACTIVE. Text ACTIVE, ACTIVE, to 72881. That's 72881. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 5 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please never text and drive. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke, and thank you for being part of our show. We're back tomorrow right before the Saints preseason game coverage begins at 4 o'clock. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.